Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. I think there needs to be a round of applause right here, just for the fact that we're doing a show.
There.
That was Lucas, you just heard, and I am William Miller.
Of Firaxis fame. Lucas, I guess your fame is audio editing.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I have a blog that like two of the listeners read.
And $7 liquor fame, apparently.
So I'm in a hot room with closed windows and no fan and no air conditioning and no beer. And $7 whiskey.
You want to bitch a little more? Is that what you want to do? Just a little bit more for us? We can, No. All right, let's get started here.
All right, well, Fick is not with us at the moment. He's supposed to be here and has dropped off the face of the planet. So we're going to go ahead and roll without him. And hopefully we can add him in some point before the end of the show.
He is on the train as we speak.
So this is Best Damn Podcast Ever, episode 47 for Thursday, June 25th.
All right, guys, so we figured since we haven't been podcasting for a little while, we would do a special battle, special Father's Day battle, and I'm going to have to explain this battle three times, so I hope I don't bore you to tears. Calix!
Yo.
This is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
Oh, shit. This is William Miller?
Yes, it is.
What the fuck? Where have you been, man?
We've been dead.
Yeah, no kidding.
But now we're back, and it's time for battle. Are you ready?
Dude, I'm on the shitter.
Well, that's a good place as any. All right. So we're going to throw you a battle here, and we're actually going to call Senior Awesome right after this. And since we like you better, you get called first. So you have a head start. You get time to finish your shit up. Before we call him.
Alright.
So, are you ready?
I accept Lords of Gaming!
Alright, so here it is. So, today's Father's Day, right? So, we figured, what is the greatest father in all video game history? Big Boss, of course. Now, from Big Boss's loins came forth an army of genetically mutated soldiers and various snakes. Okay? And so your task today is to do what many have tried before, and that is to clone Big Boss.
You have 1 hour.
You have 1 hour. Photographic proof will be required. Good luck.
You fucking clone Big Boss? Dude, I haven't even played a Metal Gear.
That's too bad. Work fast.
Hang up. Bye-bye. take that, tits.
I'm on the shitter. Too bad.
Right. Hello, is this Senior Hello? Awesome?
Yep.
This is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
About time.
I know. I know. Look, we all know. Listen, it is time for battle. Are you ready?
More ready than I've ever been in my life.
Good. That's the correct answer. All right. So here's the deal. Today is Father's Day. The best father in video games is Big Boss, and you're going to clone him. That's it. I had a more lengthy explanation for the last contestant, who has a head start on you. So Calix and Senior Awesome are going to go head-to-head today to try clone Big Boss. We'll need photographic evidence that you did so in about an hour. Best of luck to you,
first
son,
off,
and Godspeed.
Do you accept?
Of course he accepts.
No, I accept.
All right.
Ruins the moment.
Oh my god, really?
Come on, Lucas. There's something to brevity is the soul of wit here. Come on.
Okay.
I'm about to take the first swig of Heritage. So wish me luck. Okay.
Alright.
Oh, it's awful. Oh shit. Oh, it tastes like $7.
Oh, wazoo. Mm. Oh, wazoo.
Hi, this is Eamon. I'm out saving the world right now, so please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
It's designed to eat up minutes. All right, wazoo. You're not here, so that means, well, see, we're gonna take some pity on you, okay? You've had a year to grow up. So we're going to issue you this challenge remotely. Senior Awesome and Calyx already have a head start, so you'll be battling the two of them. But your challenge is to clone Big Boss for Father's Day. photographic proof will be required at the end of the hour, so we'll be calling you back. And let's hope you redeem yourself this time.
Godspeed, sir. All right, well, we'll hear from them at the end of the show. Now it's time for news.
All right, Blake Buck. So we had a pretty, I would say, uneventful, save the Xbox conference, an uneventful E3. What would you say?
I thought there's stuff that has potential for E3 this year, but it's too far out to see. It seemed like a lot of companies were announcing stuff for like 2010. There's not there are a couple of big releases this year, but it seems like 2010, you know, perhaps 2011 is going to be the year that a lot of this stuff comes to fruition.
Yeah, and now that we didn't have a big console release this year, and probably for the foreseeable future, we have a lot of new software that's coming out. And I have to say, before we jump into the details, I was very pleased to see E3 back in its original format, booth babes and all.
I like tits. The more of those we got,
see,
the happier I am.
Wait, hold on. All
right, Blake Buck.
My feeling on E3, like, it had absolutely nothing there, except for it had one or two golden diamonds, and a golden diamond is worth a lot more than any other kind of diamond. So, I don't know. Like, I think E3 has redeemed itself.
So, let's break it down to the different parts of the E3. We're talking about the press conferences. William Miller, why don't you break down the Sony press conference for us?
All right, so Sony had a pretty good press conference in terms of the titles they were releasing. We got Rockstar working on a game called Agent, which is a funky 1970s espionage game. I'm sure we'll see quite a bit of cool stuff coming out.
Did it have like a trailer? I didn't see anything.
I don't remember. I don't think it had a trailer, but they were talking about it. Maybe it did. Maybe it did.
I'm
not sure.
It sounds like No One Lives Forever. You remember that? I mean, it was more 60s espionage.
So I'm ready for big afros. Foxy Brown styles guns
that are like a lot longer
than
Pam
Grier was hot, right. So
yeah, absolutely. So we also had a big announcement for Xbox 360. Final Fantasy 14, the MMO, is coming out. Everybody thought that what's his name? What's the guy, the Sony guy's name?
Something Japanese.
No, the American guy. They thought he had screwed up the numbers when he announced. They thought he was going to be talking about Final Fantasy 13. Nope. It's a brand new one for Xbox 360. Final Fantasy 14, let's hope they get this one right, because Lord knows the last MMO attempt was abysmal.
No, it was not. People liked it. Just because you didn't like it doesn't mean
listen,
failure.
No, they, you know, they might like to grind in Japan, but over here in the States, you know.
That's all World of Warcraft is anyway. It's all grind.
No, it's a lot worse than World of Warcraft. Okay. The feedback curve is so much...
No, continue.
okay. We also got The Last Guardian from Trico. This is Fumito Ueda's team, Team Ico, I think. The guys that did Shadow of the Colossus. Looks pretty good. We didn't actually see... We saw a trailer, a concept trailer for it. I don't know how much of that was actually gameplay, but you got this big mouse cat giant thing that follows you around and knocks shit over for you.
Hmm. And, that thing looked like the Luck Dragon from Neverending Story.
It did. It looked like Falcor from The Neverending Story.
Yeah. The Neverending Story.
There you go.
They just bought the IP rights to that. Neverending Story, the
game. I think what it is they tried to, and The Neverending Story had too much integrity, didn't want to have a game based on it, so they just made like a cheap knockoff of The Neverending Story.
So, I don't know. I'm always leery of these, like... I don't know. Did it say it was going to be RPG? I guess not. I guess they're sticking because they were a platform. All their games have been platformers.
And listen, I have full faith in you know, Ueda, because Ico was amazing, very critically acclaimed, but underrated. And of course, Shadow of the Colossus, one of the greatest games ever made. So I think
frame rate sucked.
It did
suck. Yeah, for that.
It did suck. But I think this game is going to be pretty good. PS3 exclusive. We also got Mod Nation Racers, and I think this is sort of capitalizing on the kind of tech that was developed for Little Big Planet. I call them Little Big Satan Elements. this is where you and Sony was pushing this. This is the like build, play, share paradigm.
The more of this I hear, like, oh, the more I hear of this, like, oh, let's all, we're gonna make an e-world and play e-world games together in our e, like, what is it, the home thing?
Yeah, I mean,
the more of these that crop up, the less I get interested in it.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, there's nothing to say that crowdsourcing is a bad thing necessarily if you do it right. For instance, Little Big Planet provided the right kinds of tools and assets to make anything that users made look good and play well.
Well, I mean, has that come to fruition? I mean, I haven't checked up on Little Big Planet from its release. Is there like amazing, like, caliber stuff out there, or is it mostly like mod level?
I don't know. Feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. But this game, Mod Nation Racers, is sort of like Mario Kart, one of my favorite tapes, but with some Little Big Satan elements added, so you can design your own racers and design your own racetracks. And they demoed this racetrack building stuff, and it looked pretty cool, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm so done with kart racers at this point. Come on. You gonna race around with Mario tapes when you could be playing Burnout?
That's true. I love Burnout.
I just make one giant one of those clock levels. They have a clock level in every game, and those are always the best ones. So I just make one that's like 60 minutes long, and I'd be good.
All right, and we have the PlayStation Motion Controller, which I have to say looks like it works pretty well. Looks like it does what's advertised. But
what
it's
a motion controller?
It's like the Wiimote. It's the Wiimote. But
it's
the way.
What developers, what Sony developers are like, ooh, thank God.
Oh, believe me, I know. But I think it takes the Wiimote one step further. It uses some optical recognition with the iToy and an accelerometer, I'm sure, inside the actual device. But it's a little, too late. I mean, they're a little late to the game with this one.
Oh, so is Microsoft, and they're trying.
Well,
to,
Microsoft's technology is leaps and bounds. If they deliver, it'll be leaps and bounds ahead. But we'll get to that in a minute. And the last thing on their docket was 50 PS1 classic games on the PlayStation Network. That's 50 janks of the week.
Do they drop them all at once? They're like,
no, I think they're going to do it incrementally, but I just got Final Fantasy VII tape, and Blake can attest, I've been playing that game, and it's fun.
Dude, I'm so done with Final Fantasy VII. That's sort of like, Shawshank Redemption, you know? You see somebody's Facebook page that says, oh, I love Shawshank Redemption. Guess what? Everybody likes Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah,
huh?
But Shawshank Redemption aged well. Final Fantasy VII controls horribly. It looks like butt, and the story doesn't really match up to anything that we've done in the last 10, 15 years. Like,
Okay. The controls and the graphics, sure, but the story is pretty good, and I'm shedding a single tear right now.
Oh, technology is bad. What? Save the Earth. Wow, I haven't heard that one before.
I'm a badass. Oh, wait. No, I'm not. Oh, wait. But I am, because I can look inside myself and find my soul.
I found the strength to beat this house-shaped dragon.
I mean, Tifa did have big tits, and big tits are a wonderful thing. She started a wave of new hentai. Like, if you look for internet porn, you will find Tifa.
All right. About pages. E3, the Microsoft press conference was a lot of fun. I usually give the award to Microsoft every year because they seem to sink the most money into their press conferences, and I may have to agree with that this year.
It looked great. It was green, and it had Hive pattern all over the place.
So we'll just quickly go over all of the big game releases. They showed Crackdown 2. I loved Crackdown 1. Crackdown 2, it was just a CG trailer, which is pretty much the equivalent of go fuck yourself from the developers.
But the fact that there will be a Crackdown 2 is a
yeah, but it's not by the same developer. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's not, because Real Time Worlds, I think is the name of that company. And they're working on a MMO for PC that's similar to Crackdown, which...
Well, I hope they fix their character gen in Crackdown. You remember the Universal Character Generator? They did a big GDC presentation on that, and it blew.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
You can make any character you want
in Crackdown?
Maybe I'm thinking something. What am I thinking of?
No,
feedback, best damn podcast ever.
That's not Crackdown.
There's only like three dudes in Crackdown. Anyway, jury's still out, but I'm not optimistic because it would take that game. The first game was decent, and it could have been great if he had a lot of talent behind it. And now they don't even have the same developer, so I don't. I'm not optimistic, but it could still happen. Forza Motorsport 3 is coming out, which already got kind of leaked a few weeks beforehand. More tapes, driving cars, the trailers. I don't know if you saw them; they're ridiculous. I don't know if they're changing how the game's going to work, but cars are doing 360s and like crashing into each other and exploding. Maybe not exploding, but definitely like, you know, crashing and stuff, which is normally something that never happens in Forza. It's a very simulation, you know, Gran Turismo, you know, there's no fun in games in simulation racing. None of that spinning shit. So I don't know if they're trying to play up that aspect just in the trailers, or they're actually going to incorporate some of that into the gameplay. But It looked like more Forza, and it looked awesome. Racing games always look awesome.
Yeah, I know. I saw Gran Turismo 5. My eyes about melted out of my face.
You mean 3. Oh, wait, no. Wait, Gran Turismo 5?
Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah, that's right.
And even on the PSP, it looked awesome. And, you know, the new one, oh, my God. Like, my face is just gone. I thought it was real racing footage. I couldn't tell. I mean, if you think about it, though, racing games have a lot of... You can do a lot of optimization. You're only going one direction. You know what you're going to see all the
ground
time.
Ground is flat.
Ground is flat. Yeah, so they can get away with a lot of tricks, but still.
Yeah, you ever... In some racing games, you have, like, that rear-view mirror, you know, and shit disappears really fast in the rear-view.
See, I didn't even know y'all were aware of other Burnout... Or other racing games than Burnout. See, I almost called the whole genre Burnout.
Dude,
I play my Forza tapes.
All right, first of all, Burnout is its own genre. Okay.
See, in my case, Burnout just is the genre. Like, it made me forget about other racers.
Yeah, it's also a school of game design, which I'm going to write a book about, published through MIT Press. So get ready for that.
The Burnout Code.
The Burnout Code.
Similar to the Bro Code. All right, next they had Halo Reach. This is apparently the new Halo. The Halo that's coming out this fall, what is it called? It used to be Halo Recon, now it's ODST, right? Dumbest fucking name ever, by the way. Orbital Drop Space Station Transport something. Like, come on. I'm going to go to the store and say, I would like Halo ODST, please. Thank you. I'll take two.
No, that's actually a badass way to do things, Blake. I think you should adopt that identity now.
Okay, duly noted. Anyway, so that's coming out this fall, and they had some footage from it. Did you see? Would you stop fucking laughing?
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited.
No, but did you see the footage of Halo? I'm calling it Recon still. I guess it's ODST.
No, it's Halo the Ride. It's Halo the Ride.
What?
Oh, come on. You don't get your own callbacks.
Oh, motherfucker. That was weeks ago. I'm partying.
That was years ago.
No, okay, so the new Halo Recon, Halo ODST, let me talk about that first. They showed footage, and at first I was like, dude, this looks like the original Halo. The Halo 3 anyway. The engine looks largely the same, the levels and environments look largely the same, and at first I was totally turned off. I was also drunk the first time I watched the trailer. Second time I watched it, though, when I'd sobered up, I realized an important element. There was no bullshit. There was no flood. There was no nonsense space levels nobody wants to play. It was all seemed to be on Earth, and it was all the levels seemed fairly based in reality. That's what I like in Halo. It's like playing on Earth, shooting aliens, none of this like flood in some tube in space. I'm totally not into that. So they could pull it off. I got faith in the Recon.
Now, I got a question real quick.
Yes, sir.
I've played Halo for a total of about an hour in my life, and I don't get the appeal. Like, I like a first-person shooter, same as anybody else, but I don't see what makes Halo so good.
Okay,
so,
this is two Flame Wars we're going to start. Final Fantasy VII, now Halo. Look, is that what we're doing?
I'm not criticizing. I'm asking you, what makes Halo so good? Why do people
Halo
love
is the first first-person shooter to bring first-person shooting to consoles really successfully.
Okay, yeah, think if you're a console player. You haven't seen a shooter since Bond on the N64. So when Halo came out, it was like the second coming. But I gotta say, I mean, Halo has, where it falls short in graphics, it has masterful level design and pacing. Like, okay. Halo is one of the...
Except for any level with the fucking flood. Are you kidding me? Who's like, ooh, let's play the library again?
Okay, but...
Nice.
I think the regular missions and the ones that were multiplayer specifically, very, very well designed. They put a lot of thought into that. And I think that's why that game is good.
Okay.
But again...
So, like, it's no particular gimmick. It's just overall good, solid design.
Yeah. There's something too. I heard an interview, and I think he was really right, on one of the Halo like bonus discs. I think it was Halo 2 or something. But he said the key to any game is 30 seconds of fun, and if you can nail that 30 seconds of fun, you make a whole game out of it. And that's what Halo does really well. It's like you've got the, you know, when it's going good, and it, even though you're sort of repeating the same scenarios, you know, if it's paced right, and you're getting that same like rush every time, you know, you're coming up on a group of dudes. You know, it's going to be fun. So, to follow that up, ODST, which is coming out this fall, Halo Reach, which is apparently not a... The one coming out this fall is a shoot-off game.
I just drank
cat
water.
The one coming out next year, Halo Reach, is going to be the first full sequel to Halo 3 done by the full team. So, it was just a little trailer. Didn't show much. It's going to be a prequel of sorts. I have nothing to say about it at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Jury's still out on that one. I'm not a huge Halo fan to begin with, so I'm probably not going to like it.
Perfect Dark.
Hey, 1 second. Y'all keep talking. I'm going to get some water to deal with this whiskey. So I'll be back. Just keep talking.
You know, he could have just, like, he could have just left.
And we would have. But I'm just making sure. Talking. Like, I know you're never going to ask me a question, but just to make.
Yeah. All right. Perfect Dark is also coming out this. It's coming out on Xbox 360, Xbox Live Arcade specifically. Now, Perfect Dark on 360 was ass. It goes down as one of the assest games of all time. Anybody who's played it knows exactly what I'm talking about. But this is a remake of the original, which was a good game. But I don't know. They're updating the graphics, and it's going to be running at 60 frames a second, which, from my experience, I don't know. I think it's because remember they did that to Marathon, and people didn't like it.
Yeah, well, Marathon, I mean, we have our theories about why people didn't like that game.
Well, the 60 frames a second, though, it sort of weirded people out. And I think the same thing could happen because the original game was 30 frames a second. So I'm not sure how well adapting it to 60 frames a second is going to be for Perfect Dark. But it was a fun game, and if they price it right, I bet it's going to be $20, man. I bet they're going to screw it up. 15 max. It should be 10, but it's probably going to be 15. Anyway, Shadow Complex is... Who's Gears? Who makes Gears? Epic.
Epic.
Epic's new XBLA game. I looked all right. You know, I can't get that excited about it because I don't really... It was like a side-scroller in 3D.
Hang on now. Isn't Shadow Complex the one that was kind of like... It's kind of like Metroid. You have the tool-based progression and like the collection and persistent levels and stuff. It sounded pretty cool to me.
I
think that could be all right.
I'd have to see more of it. I'd have to get my hands on it. Next, we have a couple of basic updates to the Xbox 360. You're going to have Facebook, Twitter, and Last.fm on Xbox Live now, which sounds like a good idea in theory, and I bet it's actually going to suck.
Why do we even need that?
I know, like, I'm going to be playing a game, and I'm going to be getting a tweet. Hey, Blake, you're a fag. Post a new show. I don't need that.
Well, at least that one's apt, you know? I mean, that one's right on the money.
And by the way, all you guys who send me Xbox messages, don't make me do a new show. It's not helping.
Actually, what that does is that makes you get on Xbox to check your messages.
Yeah, I'm playing Xbox right now. I ain't doing work. Why don't you write me a handwritten letter? Address it to, I don't know.
What is that? Kings Highway.
Finally, I would say, I don't even live there anymore. I would say the most exciting thing happening... Or at least the most interesting thing that happened at the Microsoft press conference was Project Natal, which I do not want to sound... I don't want to sound like I'm getting on the mountains and praising this, because I'm not. Because I think it's mostly stupid. But essentially, it's this sort of camera that detects, like, 3D space. And you can play games and navigate menus and stuff just using your hands and your whole body in games. And somehow it'll recognize your face and the clothes you're wearing, or you can draw pictures and it'll know what you drew and sort of stuff. And they showed a couple demos where this girl was standing around kind of like swatting these bricks in 3D space. If it works as advertised, I will be impressed. But
you know what I found the funniest part of the Natal presentation was Peter Molyneux and his crew. They get a handle on this tape. Uh-huh. And what do? They make a virtual child that Molyneux never had. Like, I don't want to play that game, all right?
Oh, yeah. That's like awful. Milo, and he's
Milo, like...
Here, let's role play right now. I'll be right. Milo. Nice shirt there.
Shut up, bitch!
What's your name? Help me,
dude. That's like his girlfriend's aborted child on the Xbox Live so they can play with it?
Help me do my homework. What's 3 + 4?
Come in, get in my van.
Okay.
I'm serious. Like they had a video of this woman interacting with this virtual person. Milo.
Oh, by the way, that chick was hot.
She was hot.
Why didn't you put her in the game instead of this child?
I can see a lot of other very good applications from that technology. Anyway, I don't know, but Project Natal. What Blake was saying to elaborate it. It's 3D image based motion tracking, and so it tracks your individual joints. Kind of like you know, you get on a big sound stage, you do motion tracking for games and stuff. And, you know, if that works, it'd be pretty sweet. You could, you know, I don't know. Probably not.
Now, one thing I thought was really cool is they show just like the Xbox, you know, menu, the, what is it called, the dashboard or whatever?
Them blades.
And they, no, it's not blades anymore. It's X and A, the new Xbox them, experience.
It's post-blades.
Them
it's
cards.
Post-blades. NXE, new Xbox experience. Man, I fucking hate marketing teams. Anyway, so like the dude was like at the menus, and he was just like swiping his hand left and right to navigate menus and stuff. Now, I think that's really cool, like totally controller-free navigation of like Xbox menu. Like, if I could start a menu without even having to, you know, use a controller and like pull up a Netflix movie, that would be awesome. So
that's cool, but like for gameplay, I don't know. Like, the Wii taught me that I need tactile feedback. Like, I was all hyped up for the Wii when it was coming out, and then I played it and it sucked ass. And it's because I need to feel something happen. Like, the button pressing, that is a tactile feedback thing.
Yep.
Well, there's still some feedback, because like on the video where they're swatting at these balls, you see yourself like a ghost image on the screen. So you can sort of see where you are.
Yeah, but you still don't feel that. Tactile.
Yeah, but I think we're just, that's an artifact of us playing games. Traditionally, we have a controller in our hand, and it's going to take something to sort of make us forget that. But I think there's some cool applications for it. Kinesthetic feedback is a good thing, but, you know, like, I want to play Punch-Out on this. I want to play Round 4. Fight Night Round 4. Have you seen that tape? Oh, my God. It looks awesome. I want that. I want to play that with Natal. I want to punch. I want to kick. All right.
You know what it reminds me of? The
pelvic thrust.
Do you mind? Right? You know what it reminds me of? Natal. Back on the Genesis, there was this thing. I forget what it was called. It was this circle that you would put on the floor, and you would, like, kick and punch, and it had sensors, and you'd be, like, in Street Fighter, punching and kicking. And I remember it came out, and you, like, read about it in, like, EGM, or, you know, or Nintendo Power. It's like, the future of gaming is here.
Dude, you just
punch
changed
and
my
you're
world.
A fighter fights.
You know what the eventuality of all this is? It's all going to come back, full circle, Power Glove. That's where we're going to end up, Power Glove. So.
If only.
Dude, like, you just changed my world, because when I was a kid, I had this friend who used to lie to me all the time. Like, you know, every kid has a friend who tells them a lot of lies for no apparent reason. Like, this friend told me that he had $1 million in the bank, and that he had every video game ever, and I believed him, because I was gullible. But one of the things he told me was about this Genesis pad that he had that you could stand on, and he would punch and kick, and the video game would punch and kick, and, like, I grew up and thought, oh, that was just a lie, nothing ever existed. Blake, you just changed my world.
It existed. It's real.
You don't have to lie to make friends. So,
that's awesome.
That was pretty much Microsoft. Again, I'd say Microsoft and Sony are probably about tied. Maybe I'd still we'll talk about Nintendo next. In fact, Fick was going to talk about Nintendo, but he's not here. So,
all right.
I guess quickly we can recap.
I'll recap it for you. It blew ass. No, it was okay. So, new Metroid, made by Team Ninja, sans Itagaki, much to my dismay, which looks okay. 2.5D side-scroller with...
I got more to say about that later.
With 2D Satan elements. We got the Nintendo, what is it, Vital Feedback? What is that thing? It's like pulse
it's some
thing.
Some little butt you stick your finger
in. You know
in.
What? You know what? I think that Nintendo's been talking for a long time about capturing an audience for gaming that hasn't been captured before, and I think they're going for the old people. All right?
This
no,
is
listen,
a mistake.
Listen. This is like nursing home game. You put your finger
exactly.
in there. You know?
Now there is something to be said. It would be cool to like see how slow you could decrease your heart rate. You know. No.
Maybe when I'm high, yeah.
Well, okay, look, there's that app.
Well, they're always high. They're hooked up to meds and shit.
No, here's what...
Oh, man, wouldn't that be awesome, like, the Wii, like, stoner sensor? Oh, dude, you're totally beating my score.
But, like, think of it. I mean, their lives are pretty much over. They can't go out and do anything anymore. They're just trapped in their beds in the nursing home waiting for their breasts to be powdered. Why not have video games to get them through the rest of their lives?
Okay, first of all,
I think it's
that
a
mental
idea.
Image you conjured up for me there. I didn't like that. Don't do that again. Secondly, okay, so I think it jumped the shark when what's his name, not Reggie, but the Japanese dude.
Yeah, what was the end of the Wii for me? I'm trying to.
No. He comes out on stage and he starts talking about the Wii and how he's made all this stuff, and then he starts talking about his dream for making games that didn't stimulate but helped you relax. They could one day put you to sleep, a video game to put you to sleep.
That's it. You're
That's
done.
It. We're done with Nintendo.
I think
I played a game like that, and it's called Marathon.
Take that, Bruce.
Ooh, good thing Ficken on the horn.
No, I definitely think though, like that. That's it, right there. Like 10 years from now, when people are like, "Man, Nintendo was out front, and they were really doing great," and then they were bankrupt 2 years later. What happened? People be like, "I think the turning point was when they brought out that vitality sensor."
I'm telling you. Oh,
so they also had a couple other things. Golden Sun DS.
I like Golden Sun.
Story. I guess that's a new Mario and Luigi.
I like that because they shrink and they go inside Bowser and fight Bowser's body, I guess.
Probably the biggest announcement was Super Mario Galaxy 2. A very critically acclaimed game that actually used the Wii's capabilities without sucking dick.
Boo! I hated Mario Galaxy. Continue, sorry.
You said that Metroid. Now, you see, let's talk about this new Metroid game they announced. It's called Metroid Other M. By the way, worst fucking title ever. I hope that's going to change before it comes out. It looks like it's... I didn't see the videos, but from what I was told, it's like a side-scroller with some shooting elements.
I think it's a very faithful or sort of a retooling of the original Metroid and Super Metroid, just a 2.5D version. And that in and of itself...
With some 3D shooting
stuff. With some 3D shooting stuff. And that in and of itself could be very, very cool. But... There's no Tomonobu Itagaki no more on Team Ninja.
That
and
means
so,
100% less rape.
Right, and no breasts. I looked at Samus's suit, no breasts.
I heard there were cutscenes that had boobs.
Oh, well, okay, maybe.
We'll see.
But yeah, you know, I'm not impressed with the screenshots. It's going to be on Wii, so I'm not going to play it. I don't really care.
I honestly think the Wii is done. I think, for what I consider a gamer demographic, which is obviously expanding, and I understand that, but for what moves software, which is what makes all your money in the gaming world, they are abandoning their core audience. Yep. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think 2 years from now, Nintendo's going to be hurting.
Now, I agree with you. I think they incorporated a new demographic, sure, but they totally shat on the one they already had, and I think that's going to bite them in the ass.
I mean, I'm not saying you've got to have, you know, what was it, Mad World 2. You know, you don't have to have something extreme and excessive and bloody, but I mean... new Mario Galaxy, and that Metroid ain't coming out till next year. Fall of next year.
Also, another thing,
they got one title for the whole year?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Another thing they didn't take advantage of is their massive installer base. I mean, everybody has one of these things in their house, just about. And, yeah, like, whereas on Xbox, you have, like, XNA Creators Club. You can get that thing, make your own games for it, put them online. Like, I went to the Nintendo Wii online store. It's a piece of shit. There's nothing on there I want except old NES tapes that I have on my computer anyway.
Like, and they're like $8.
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, even Microsoft's like a ridiculous overcharging seems like a bargain compared to the Wii store.
All right, anyway, we're done with that.
I don't know. I totally disagree. I think y'all are underestimating the consumer horror value of Middle America. Like, I'm sorry. I think the Wii sucks ass, and I would like to see it go up in flames.
No, here's what the poor Middle America did. They bought Wii, and you know what Wii means to them? Wii Tennis, Wii Sports. When you say Wii, that's what they don't even know that you can buy tapes for it. It's just sports, and that's it. And they will never, ever buy a game, I promise you.
Exactly.
That huge boom of like Wii sales all went to these families, these grown-ups. They don't know you can buy tapes for that thing. They're never, ever going to buy a game from Walmart for that thing.
Every single person I know that owns a Wii, I think I know about maybe five people who own a Wii, none of them have bought a game in over a year. That's a big fucking problem.
Me included.
But listen, they didn't sell it at a loss, so all they have to do is release a sequel to the Wii, and it's going to be called Y'all.
It's called Y'all.
Get online with the Y'all.
Yeah, there's a big redneck demographic you could market to.
The Y'all. The Nintendo Y'all.
So, I don't know. Nintendo...
But listen, I want to go back to Metroid real quick before we move too far away from it. I am unimpressed, and I have one reason. Well, no, I have many reasons, but the main reason? Did y'all ever play a little game called Mega Man X7? You remember how much it sucked? It was fucking awful. And that's what this new Metroid game is going to be. It's that switch in between 2D and 3D thing, even though it's actually...
Yeah, no, I know the one exactly you're talking about.
Yeah, it's an awful game system to try to design. And, like, Paper Mario did it differently because they had this little weird kind of fixed camera system and it worked sort of kind of in a weird, awkward way. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work. The gameplay is going to be butt. But besides that, and I wish Fick were here to back me up on this because he's the only person I've ever met who actually agrees with me on this. Samus doesn't fucking talk, and people don't talk to Samus. They started adding that in Metroid Prime 2, and it like went to shit from there.
All right. We're getting to it. But just to wrap up, E3, definitely Nintendo should have had something big this year, and they didn't really come through. I would give it to Microsoft by a hair, and Sony had a strong standing, too. So let's move on. Lucas, what have you got for us?
Well, see, what I was talking about earlier with Golden Diamonds in E3, there is one thing that makes me love E3 again, and that is Monkey Island 5. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a new Monkey Island. For those of you who never played Monkey Island, basically you play as a guy named Guybrush Threepwood, and he wants to be a pirate, and he runs around doing all sorts of piratey things and making Star Wars references and reusing jokes from earlier games, and it's just fucking awesome. It's an old point-and-click adventure game.
Genuinely funny games.
And what they're doing is they're remaking the first game, so they're going to do like a special edition of Secret of Monkey Island, and then they're making Monkey Island 5. It's the folks who made the new Sam and Max stuff. They're making a game called Tales of Monkey Island. They're releasing an episodic.
Telltale.
And they're releasing an episodic just like the Sam and Max stuff.
So it's not going to have like Tim Schafer writing it?
Tim Schafer never wrote it. He was just a programmer on Monkey Island.
Yeah, but he was... Okay, we maybe didn't write
The old lead designer of Monkey Island is back on this team.
Yeah, I think the later ones, he had a lot of creative influence on.
But the old lead designer of Monkey Island is back on this team, making Monkey Island 5. Oh, well, and it's coming out. The first one's coming out July 7th, so very soon.
That's pretty much E3. If you had anything that you think we missed, hit us up, feedback at bestmpodcastever.com. We'll mention it. It's time for releases.
All right, this week in releases, we have... Let me scroll up to the top here. This week in releases, we have Fight Night Round 4, Xbox 360 and PS3. I'm really excited about that one. For those of you who don't know what Fight Night is, it's boxing.
And it looks awesome.
And it
Fight
does.
Night, it's just like a Forza. It's one of those games that comes out, it looks amazing every time it comes out.
We also have Transformers Revenge of the Fallen for PS3, PSP, PC, Xbox 360, and Wii. If you... Wow, that came out a lot sooner than the movie did. I don't know if I like that. We also have Monster Hunter.
I want to take this next one. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite for the PSP. This is an upgraded release of Monster Hunter 2 that features new monsters and new quests. I'm excited about this because I played Monster Hunter 2 on PSP, and it was pretty good, but at the same time, I didn't have any friends that played it, and so I was like, oh, it sure is great.
Yeah,
questing by myself.
Blake, what's the difference between Monster Hunter and Monster Ranch?
Totally different game. Not at all the same.
They have monster in the title.
To me, that's what sells me on a game, is if it has monster in the title. So I'm good.
It's crazy popular in Japan. It's coming to America. And this new one, Freedom Unite, is going to be online. And that's pretty much like infrastructure online MMO style, which is absolutely awesome. So
Do you have to pay to play online?
I think it's free.
Wow.
I hadn't done all my research, but I think it's free. All right, next, Overlord 2.
Yeah!
It was one of those games that sort of fell through the cracks, but it got a lot of...
It fell through the cracks of awesomeness. Overlord was an awesome game.
Supposedly, that's what everybody tells me. And the second one is coming out on June 23rd. And there's also a demo of it on XBLA right now. You want to take Conduit?
All right, we have The Conduit for Wii.
This first-person shooter's on the Wii now. It's real.
All right, it's dumb.
Just had a moment.
So next, we've got Dynasty. So thumbs down.
Conduit.
Dynasty Warriors 6 Empires.
Oh
PS3,
my God! Stop making Dynasty Warriors.
60.
Spore Galactic Adventures is coming out on the 23rd. This is supposedly going to... Okay, they made Spore, and it got, you know, decent reviews. Then they came out with the first expansion pack to Spore, which was just like new parts for your mans. Nobody took a big shit on that. But this one is going to be like a whole bunch of, like, you can make quests for your little dudes to go on, and you can share quests and stuff, so you can make all sorts of, like, little games within the game. It's supposed to be going to
be... Okay,
I
want to take this next one,
Fuel. I'm looking forward to that. Oh,
all right. Fuel, this is a game where you design your own fuel. Like, you get yourself, like, you can pick between different components, like napalm and, like, sawdust and shit. And then you make your own fuel, and then you put it in a car, and you can actually use it with other racing games. You know how you could combine Sonic 3 with Knuckles? It's like that. You combine it with any racing game you want, and you can make your cars go faster.
All right, well, we got our own story about fuel.
I'm sorry.
Our buddy Howard here, who... who has been on the Inside Matt Games podcast a couple times with us. Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was on the Intel Meltdown show. You remember that?
Yeah.
We had eight dudes from the gaming. Anyway, so Howard worked on Fuel 4 years ago. I remember Howard working on that a long, long time ago, trying to get the Mac port to work or something. And this game has been, we thought this game was coming out a long time ago. It's been in the making for a long time. I hope it's the second coming because, they've spent a long enough time
on it. Any game you can combine with another game, that's an awesome game.
And it looks really cool. I've seen some trailers for it, and one of the things, it's got the Guinness Book of World Records for largest game, playable gaming environment. It's something 40 or 50 square miles. Jeez. That you can just drive through. So it looks ambitious. I don't know if it's going to be cool or not, but certainly the trailers look interesting enough.
Now, hang on. Now, can I take that tape, and do I plug another tape on top of it?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Because it's no longer tapes, it's now discs. What you do is you take the disc, and you glue it to the other disc, and then you put it in your Xbox.
So you glue the discs together.
It comes with glue. It's okay. It comes with glue. You don't have to have glue. Drying glue.
All right. All right. Little assembly required. I got it.
The rest of these releases are pretty lame. So
it's only for the hardcore players.
Now...
Wait, no. Dude, we got one more good one. We got Overlord Dark Legend for the Wii. Now, this one is about Overlord, but you're a kid, which to me is Nintendo acknowledging that the Wii is only for kids and moms. So I think we're done.
Right. Oh, wait, no, I got to mention this. Resident Evil Archives on the Wii. Capcom brings the reworked version of Resident Evil to the Nintendo Wii featuring the Wii Remote support. They just keep re-releasing GameCube titles as Wii titles because nobody has to work. You just put it out.
It's the same hardware. The port is probably the easiest thing ever.
Play it. Just go get the GameCube. It'll take the
And then when they're done with this, all they're going to have to do is re-release everything from the Wii on the y'all. I mean, it's a great business plan.
Just give everybody butt teeth in the draw.
All right, now it's time for a quick judgment. All right, guys, my judgment for you this week, I got Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Now, I saw this game, and I saw the demo on XBLA, on Xbox. I started playing it, and I was like, good Lord. It was 20 minutes of instructions and talking. I was so bored, I just turned it off. I didn't even play it. But people kept telling me it was good, and I finally played it, and I actually like it. So, It's different from the original Banjo-Kazooie because it's no longer a platformer. I mean, you're still Banjo and Kazooie, but instead of jumping around and getting new abilities as you would in the original game, you build cars that can do different things. You build a car to go in a race or a boat or maybe a helicopter to pick up items and stuff. And it's really open-ended how you complete all these challenges. So it's a different kind of game, and you would look at the box and think it's for kids. But really, it's more targeted at older gamers and people who like to build stuff. It's still got the jiggies and that's some of the same collecting elements. Things I liked about it are the graphics are good. They're not great, but the art design is crazy, and I love it. It's very strange. There's patchwork and gears and everything. It's definitely unique. The vehicle mechanics are really simple, and you can make really complicated stuff. The humor in the game is actually really funny. It keeps referencing itself in a lot of ways. When you start the game, Banjo and Kazooie are really fat because they hadn't been in a game in 10 years, and they have to talk to this dude who's the lord of gaming, and he sort of makes all these different levels. There's one level called the Xbox 720, and it's inside of this gaming computer. And it's got discs that spin around. Oh, at one point there's this big trash can you have to throw stuff in for one of the challenges, and it has copies of Grabbed by the Ghoulies in it. So there's lots of little funny stuff like that sprinkled throughout. And I like collecting things, even though some people hate it. I like games where you collect things, give me a sense of accomplishment. I like it. I like the notes. I want to get them all.
Call that the progressive addiction thing.
It's more like. I guess sort of in a way, but it's more like I just want to get
everything. Gotta catch them all complex.
Catch them all. Pokemans. Oh, also the music in any Square game. Recently, if you look at any of Square's games that have come out on the Xbox, they all have fantastic music. Especially this game. I mean,
Rare?
I meant Rare.
Yeah.
My bad. But really good. Because it's all orchestral and it's all kind of memorable tunes from the original. The cons, it's got a somewhat steep learning curve and a lengthy introduction. You gotta play for about an hour before you're really playing. So don't get turned off like I did early on. Some of the levels are crazy hard. They have some videos to help you. If you can't beat a challenge, you can go look at the leaderboards and see how really smart people finish the challenge. which will blow your mind because people will think of the craziest ways to beat these challenges. Some of the challenges get repetitive. You're gonna be going through a couple of different races, you know, and you're gonna be doing some of the same stuff over again. And finally, they have this functionality called Stop and Swap that was in the original Banjo-Kazooie that they've retooled for the new Banjo-Kazooie on like XBLA. You can go and look this up about Stop and Swap. I'm not going to explain it here, but basically it's something they were going to put in the original Banjo-Kazooie. Never happened. They've incorporated it into the new XBLA Banjo-Kazooie. I finally did it, and it sucks. The reward you get blows. So there's a long wait for not a lot of payoff. But otherwise, fun game, and it's like $30. I would definitely recommend Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Well, shit.
All right, Jank of the Week. This week's jank, it's a real simple one. Beijing Olympics 2009, $20 at Best Buy. If you've not played this game, you get your man, and then you tap the A button, and he runs real fast. This is the perfect game to play when you're drunk. I remember we played the demo at my house back in Mississippi for a long time. Also, Golden Tee is $20.
Wait a minute.
Electronic handheld Golden Tee.
Wait a minute.
How's $20?
How does that work without the ball?
Dude, it was built in. It's a electronic handheld thing.
Really?
Yeah. I was at Best Buy. I was like, ooh, I don't know. It was on Manager Special. I don't know if it's universal, but I probably should have gobbled it up when I had the chance. So there you go. Beijing Olympics and Golden Tee, $20.
Uh-huh.
All right, now it's time for feedback.
I got to tell you, if you want feedback, you check out the forums. Everybody's been bitching for like 6 months over the lack of shows.
Yeah, we got some. Most of our feedback is actually old, so we're gonna skip some of your emails here. I'd say we'll take the three most recent emails. So anybody else, you're out of luck. You know what? We're not doing these. They're all just bitching about the lack of shows. Where's the show? Where's the show? Fuck you. You suck dick. All right. So no, none of that. You know what? When you know how to write nice emails, you're going to get read on the show.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's your feedback policy.
Right. All right. Well, I guess we're going to call back up the battle contestants now.
I'm going to go pee. I'll be back in a second.
No, we actually do love you, Lucas. We're giving you a hard time. We're sorry.
Hello.
Calix.
What's up?
This is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing? Have you completed your battle?
I have completed a battle.
Uh-oh.
that doesn't sound confident.
No, this is not. Okay, now, I know you guys that the challenge this week was to clone Big Boss. But unfortunately, I am in Washington State, and we do not have government lab facilities. We have wilderness and the space needle.
Okay. All right, Metal Gear 3. Where you actually played as Big Boss, if I remember right.
So,
Snake Eater.
So, I was like, you know what? What was last week's battle, I should say 3 months ago's battle?
Longer than that. Keep going back.
That last battle was Oregon Trail.
Okay.
And Washington was part of the Oregon Trail.
It certainly was.
So, after my imminent failure at battle, I go walking through the jungle, and I come to a clearing, and I see a deer.
Okay.
Okay.
Fortunately, I do not have my gun with me.
All right.
That would have probably won battle somehow.
We would have worked that in.
So, unfortunately, I did manage to kill the deer, but it was with the strap of my digital camera, and now my camera is broken.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I have pictures that prove that I was there. And if you'll look closely, the deer was pregnant. I will send you these pictures, or you can look at them if you have a place where I can upload them.
Yeah, can you just email them to us?
That'll work.
Yeah, it's just feedback at bestinpodcastever.com.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to fail you, but we will look at these pictures, and perhaps you will redeem yourself when we see them. Otherwise, we're going to throw you to the mercy of the forum monglers, and they'll have their way with you. So, anyway.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that happens daily anyway.
Probably so. Anyway, valiant effort. Very good job, even though you did fail, Blake.
Thank you, sir.
I feel so ashamed.
As you should. All right, who's next?
What did he say? He killed a deer with this? What the fuck was he talking about?
I don't know. He probably sat in this house.
Hello.
All right, Senior Awesome, this is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Did you, in fact, clone Big Boss?
Yes, very successful.
Oh.
Excellent.
Good. Well, you've already done better than our last contestant, so let's hear about it.
All right, so I got a bunch of pictures up on leovader.com.
Excellent.
Oh, man, I was just running around my house trying to put all my power tools back. I figured there are two ways to clone a video game character, and that was magic and science.
Okay, right.
Right, yeah, so I immediately tried magic, looking for my magic hat. I couldn't find it. So I looked for my elf hat, and I couldn't find that either. So I borrowed my brother's box of magic equipment. I thought he'd have a magic wand in it or something, but he did not.
Just Magic the Gathering.
No, from ages ago. He's got, like, a Magic for Dummies book and stuff. And,
okay, all right.
And this magic cup and ball that I found very useful.
Is your brother Ron Weasley?
So, that didn't work, needless to say, because, you know, science and magic.
They don't mix.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried science and put Big Boss in the microwave. That
okay.
Really did nothing.
Okay.
Didn't even warm up the paper. I was disappointed. So I took him downstairs, and I taped him to some futuristic-looking stuff I have, like my trash can and my Xbox.
All right.
That didn't work either. But I took him to my mad scientist lair underneath the stairs, and I hit him with a hammer, and boom, the Big Boss clone was born.
All right, so asexual reproduction by splitting.
No, that's not asexual. Hammers are the most sexual object on Earth, Miller.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's look at these We're going to have a look at these pictures.
All right, okay. So we see your magic for dummies. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Cup and ball. Oh, there's,
there he is. Big Boss.
Wait. Give me the link.
LeoVader.com. Listen. Next time. Magic for dummies. All right. All right.
Cat.
The cat was unsuccessful.
What is a man?
Oh, no. There's a story behind that. See, I've never seen the movie Constantine, but somebody told me about it. And they were like, so he uses this cat to go to hell or something? And so I was like, oh, cats are magic. So I just put him in his cat.
All right.
All right. So there he is in the microwave.
Okay.
All right. There he is on the trash can.
I like the Xbox one.
Trying to put him in the Xbox.
That's power.
That's good.
No, I think he's coming out of the Xbox right there, actually.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Looks like he's in a cat box. And then... What is...
Is that like a Stretch Armstrong? What is that guy?
What is that guy he's on?
It's a Frankenstein.
It appears to be a Frankenstein, yeah.
All right, so we're seeing a Frankenstein that has Big Boss's head.
Hey, that's science. That's science.
That's science. That's right. It lives.
Look, he can play piano.
He can play piano. He has a heart.
Uh-oh. He likes to look out the window.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
He's approaching the cat with a saw. See, this is gonna pose a moral dilemma when we have to destroy Big Boss. So that's good. Good storytelling there. All right.
With the hat.
He's got a bowler hat on.
You look just like William Miller. This is so fucking creepy. You and Big Boss need to get married just so you can make, like, a fake sex tape of William Miller.
Wait, I look like Big Boss?
No. Leo Vader looks like you, William Miller.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God. Dude, you do. What the hell? That's creepy. All right.
I model my looks and actions off of you.
He even used silent glue to attach the head to the Frankenstein.
Callback.
I think that's a pretty strong entry.
I think that's a very strong entry. Nice.
We used all our different powers we have, and eventually. We got a clone.
Good. All right. Well, you, sir, have won. Have you won battle before? I think you have.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Remember, his win prompted Godkiller. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. The Godkiller.
So I was looking for Godkiller the other day.
I took it down because I work at a school now, and I don't want those kids seeing that shit.
Well, Well, congratulations, sir. You are a 2-time battle winner, a rank of which only no one has.
No, me. I'm the only other winner.
Lucas has won battle twice.
So, well, Leo Vader, you have joined me in the echelons of Mega Battle. Congratulations.
That's right. Congratulations. All right. Well, thank you for your willing participation in battle, and may you gloat forever on the forums.
All right. See you, man.
See you later.
I'm good. I got this shit.
So, are we calling Wazoo?
Yep.
I'm going to double the volume. Oh, take this, Wazoo, you faggot.
Oh, shit. I think he's still playing that un-American sport.
I'm going to be a soccer practice. Oh, here's my number, but I'm going to be a soccer practice.
Hi, this is Eamon. I'm out saving the world right now, so leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, I see how this is. So we've instituted a new policy here.
Once you fail battle, you don't get to come back for a year, right?
Yep. You're also shamed during that period.
And then now we've come back, we called you again, and what's this? You failed again. So it's going to be at least another 2 years before we call you again, Wazoo. Thank you, and good day, sir.
Yeah! All right, let's wrap this up, Blake Buck.
All right, well, so I guess Fick never showed up. I'm sorry, guys. He was supposed to be here. I don't know what happened to him.
The subway ate him.
Yeah, probably. But we'll have Fick next time, and we're going to be doing shows more regularly now. Now that I'm living in Baltimore now with William Miller, so we should be able to produce shows.
And now that I've declared myself official producer of the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I will be enforcing this regular shows policy that Blake seems to have made
good.
Up.
Good. Well, we have Blake is now residing in my home, and we have a permanent podcasting setup. So
it's new shows will be coming more regularly, and I'll be posting new stuff. I got a bunch of videos I've just been too lazy to post, so I'll be getting all that stuff online this week. If you want to send us any feedback, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. You can call our listener line, 845-BATTLE-9. If you want to sign up for Battle for next week, anybody who signed up before, we have erased your numbers because it's been so long.
And because we hate you.
We're wiping it clean, if you've won battle, you know what? If you've won battle once, you can go ahead and add your number again.
That's fine.
Only if you've won. If you fail, well, if you fail, then it's been a year.
All right, and just so you know, guys, we're gonna pick up pace with battle.
Absolutely.
So
this is an intro week. I mean, it was a fairly simple challenge.
Yeah.
But next week, you be ready. So if you want to sign up for battle, just send us an email with your telephone number in it.
And your time zone.
No, don't look. Either you're ready or you're not.
Right. Also, if you have this like bullshit, my phone is not going to pick up if I don't know your number thing turned on. Turn that shit off. All right.
we had to
deal with that.
So, if you want to send us any donations, it's donate@bestdamnpodcastever. There are links in the show note and on the site. Also, I guess we can go ahead and say this, even though it's been a while. Vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Even though Podcast Alley hasn't been updated since 2006. Like, yeah, if you look at the front page, there are, like, advertisements for upcoming events from 2006.
No, oh, really? Well, never mind.
All right, well, then Podcast Alley is dead to us. I tell you what, instead of doing that, send us money.
That's like voting, but a lot more fun.
Right.
Right. So, we're going to get shows out more regularly. I know we say this every show, but it's actually going to happen this time. We got to extend our deepest of gratitude and thanks to Lucas for editing these shows and coming on the show.
Yeah, that guy's a really cool guy.
Also,
you know?
For letting us be mean to him.
Yeah, we're pretty much just taking a dump on you the whole show.
Yeah, that's been hurting my feelings. Every single time I say something, y'all don't laugh at all. It's because I'm drunk, you know? It's because I'm drunk, and y'all are taking advantage of my drunken hospitality. You know, if I weren't drunk, I'd be dominating your asses.
So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Lucas O'Brien.
And we'll see you next time.
What's going on? I don't understand.